The United Auto Workers national leadership has signed off on tentative deals with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. That means each preliminary contract is now in the hands of local union chapters, where rank and file are reviewing the terms and casting their votes on whether to ratify. WDET's Alex McLennan has more on the details of each contract.
The tentative UAW deals with Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors follow similar formats. They're headlined by items like a 3-year progression to top pay, 25% wage increases over the 4.5-year contract, and the return of cost of living adjustments. UAW President Sean Fain says that should add up to big gains for workers.
And the top wage will increase about 33%, from $32.32 an hour to $42.95 an hour.
Hourly rates would instantly rise by at least 11% when each new contract goes into effect, with annual increases after that. And all three deals include an end to the tiered wage system. UAW Vice President Mike Booth describes how the practice has affected General Motors.
Our production workers were at one wage scale, while GMCH workers were on another. CCA workers make yet another wage. Meanwhile, we have GM subsystems worker we're on an entirely different contract.
Bringing all represented auto jobs under the same master contract would mean some of the most impacted workers could see an instant pay raise of more than 70%. There is also a signing incentive for all members, as Union Vice President Chuck Browning explains.
Upon ratification, members will receive a $5,000 lump sum ratification bonus. For the first time ever, this will include temporary workers as well.
Temporary workers are being promised things like profit-sharing benefits. At ratification, all temps at General Motors and Ford with at least 90 days on the job will become permanent hires. That guarantee is not being made at Stellantis, where about 3,000 temps would be converted in the new agreement's first year. After that, all temporary employees at Detroit's Big Three would become full-time after 9 months of work, says Union President Sean Fain.
Temps at the Big Three have been abused and exploited. Over the life of the contract, some current Stellantis temps will see raises of up to 168%.
UAW leaders have frequently demanded a return to traditional pensions, something the union gave up years ago when Detroit's vehicle manufacturers were in deep financial trouble. That benefit is not included in any of the contracts, but all three agreements do make similar retirement promises. Existing retirees at GM, Ford, and Stellantis would receive annual bonuses under the new contract, while employer 401k contributions will rise to 10%. UAW Vice President Chuck Browning explains how that would look in Ford's contract.
If you're at top rate right now, Ford puts about $6,300 into your 401k each year. At the end of this agreement, when you're at top rate, Ford will put $11,000 into your 401k each year.
Browning says that's an increase of more than 70% over the current deal. Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors executives were vocal throughout negotiations that UAW contract demands threatened the automaker's financial stability. Now that tentative agreements have been reached, none of the Big Three have elaborated on how the new terms could impact them, but have all said the strike has been costly. Natalie Knight is Chief Financial Officer at Stellantis.
The combined negative impacts of our shipments was around 50,000 units in September and October, with an associated net revenue impact close to 3 billion euros.
That's a loss of about 3.2 billion U.S. dollars. UAW rank and file have returned to assembly lines and warehouses while the ratification process takes place. It will take a majority rule membership vote to ratify each of the three contracts. Otherwise, bargaining teams would return to the table to modify the terms. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.